Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: government calls an emergency meeting with resident doctors over working conditions. Human Rights Commission urges Zambians to exercise freedom of expression despite new cyber laws. And in international news, 26 dead after Israeli tanks open fire near Gaza Aid Center.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has called for an emergency meeting with the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia to address growing concerns over delayed payments and deteriorating working conditions for medical professionals. Speaking at a press briefing, Ministry of Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima has expressed disappointment with the association's decision to take its grievances to the media, urging them instead to engage directly with the ministry for constructive dialogue. He has stated that these matters are best resolved through engagement, not through the media. While recognizing the legitimacy of the complaints, Dr. Mchima has cited ongoing fiscal challenges as the primary reason for delays in employing trained doctors.
The Minister of Health has and will continue to encourage cordial interactions between sector-affiliated associations and itself through an open-door policy. As an example of this, the Minister of Health has asked for an emergency meeting with the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia to speak about this. Number two, the Minister of Health has and will continue to explore means of improving the context within which service providers work, including that of selfless volunteers.
The Human Rights Commission has called on Zambians to continue exercising their right to freedom of expression without fear, despite the recent enactment of the Cybersecurity Act and Cybercrimes Act. Commission spokesperson and Director of Education, Training and Advocacy, Mwelwa Mulea, has acknowledged growing public concern that the new laws may be used to suppress freedom of expression. However, he has stressed that the legal reforms are not intended to limit constitutional rights, but to protect the public from cybercrime and ensure a safe and inclusive digital environment. Mr. Mulea said the enactment of the revised cyber laws should not undermine the enjoyment of fundamental rights, especially the rights to freedom of expression, which is indispensable to the promotion of constitutionalism, the rule of law, and the protection of other human rights. He has urged the government and other state actors to ensure that enforcement of the cyber laws is lawful, necessary, and proportionate, and consistent with Zambia's international human rights obligations.
It's our belief that the Zambian government also is going to use the cyber laws for purposes of preventing and fighting cyber crimes and not for suppression of the right to freedom of expression. Therefore, we urge members of the public and other stakeholders to continue enjoying their freedom of expression in a manner consistent with international, regional, and national laws, because freedom of expression is fundamental to good governance and the protection of human rights in any given country.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has seized over 1,000 assorted non-compliance products valued at approximately 30,000 kwacha in the northwestern, Luapula, northern, and Muchinga provinces. ZICSA manager for communications and public relations, Brian Hachioka, said the agency confiscated 1,024 products worth 29,131 kwacha between February and May this year for violating the requirements of compulsory standards under the Compulsory Standards Act. Mr. Achioka has explained that some of the seized products were expired, damaged, poorly labeled, unregistered with the agency, or placed on the Zambian market without the necessary approval from ZICSA, all in contravention of the Act. He has further noted that certain products were labeled exclusively in foreign languages, which breaches Zambian standard regulations. Mr. Atioka said the affected products include cooking oil, synthetic detergents, margarine, sugar, potable spirits, fruit-flavored drinks, wheat flour, bottled drinking water, electrical products, and clear beer, among others.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has seized more than 1,000 non-compliant products in northwestern Luapula, northern and Muchinga provinces, valued at about 3,000 kwacha. The agency seized 1,024 non-compliant products, valued at 29,131 kwacha, between February and May this year, for violating the prescribed requirements of compulsory standards and the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017. The products were expired, damaged, and poorly labeled, while other products were not registered with the agency or were supplied on the Zambian market without authority from ZCSA as required by the law.
The Zambia Bureau of Standards has warned that the use of expired menstrual hygiene products may pose serious health risks. The agency has also called on schools to play an active role in educating girls on proper menstrual hygiene management. ZAB's Assistant Documentation and Information Officer, Tandiwe Pasi, has emphasized the importance of proper packaging and labeling of sanitary products. Ms. Pasi made these remarks in Lusaka during a learning event hosted by the NGO Wash Forum focused on menstrual hygiene management.
So this disposable standard ensures that the safety, comfort and its performance is stipulated in the standard. So it makes sure that there is no harmful dyes. The pH is between 5.5 to 8.5. That is where if you are manufacturer, because as a consumer you will not know all these things. So for reusable pads, what we have here is basically the requirements of how they should be. And now this is what that is trying to advocate.
Meanwhile, Zambia NGO Wash Forum coordinator Vuvala Momba has stressed the importance of involving young people in conversations about menstrual hygiene management, noting that their participation is essential in promoting awareness and ensuring inclusive solutions.
We see that there is a large community of young people, because I think we need to learn by listening to them today. Part of the learning is by listening to them. And so I think even for us, it's time to start passing on some of this information and knowledge to the next generation of wash advocates, of women advocates, of sexual reproductive health advocates, because their time is soon coming up. And we need to pass on some of
this
passion
today. The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The 2025 annual meetings of the African Development Bank concluded with a high-level plenary session on Friday, capping a week of intensive discussions focused on Africa's development priorities and economic transformation. The meetings also marked a significant leadership transition with the election of Dr. Sidi Ould Tah as the new president of the AFDB Group, succeeding Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, who has served as president since 2015. Zambia's Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane, was chosen by the 81 AFDB governors, comprising ministers of finance, economy and planning from across the continent, to deliver a vote of thanks on behalf of the Board of Governors. Dr. Msokotwane highlighted several key achievements during Dr. Adesina's presidency, including the successful mobilization of $23 billion during three replenishments of the African Development Fund, cumulative lending of over $102 billion from 2015 to 2024, and scaling up private sector financing from $2 billion to $6 billion, among others.
We thank you, Dr. Adesina, for the remarkable results obtained by the bank group during your tenure. Those were presented to us a few days ago, and we thank you for the fact that you spared no effort in expanding the bank's global presence convening power and normative influence in the international community, including participation in the G7 and G20. We therefore offer